Ever wonder what the rest of the world is feeling? You can get a taste on the website wefeelfine.org, which trolls the web for blogs that contain the phrase, I feel, then posts them in all sorts of interesting and artistic, interactive ways. Here's a taste of the emotional palette on a random Tuesday.
I feel sunny.
I feel so sad. I just want to call him.
I feel like crap.
I feel in a daze, and I'm missing my friend, finding it hard to think that I'll never see or hear him again.
I feel as if Shopko could be taking better advantage of me, for lack of a better phrase.
I feel like utter crap.
I feel alive.
I feel like destroying something beautiful.
I feel guilty about not going to my sister's graduation.
I feel the world falling apart in my hands.
I feel like a liar in a world of liars.
I feel like one of the reasons women choose to get dolled up is because they're afraid to be overshadowed and or compared to more attractive women.
I feel loved. I feel electric. I'm not sure what's about to happen, but it has me wide awake.
I feel like a complete failure today.
I feel safe here.
A sampling of some emotions captured from the world's blogs from the website wefeelfine.org. Jonathan Harris created the site with Sepp Kamvar to make the world seem a little smaller and to help people see the beauty in the ups and downs of everyday life. Harris told Steve Paulson that the site captures new feelings from blogs every 3 minutes.
People feel a lot of things. We track about 6,000 different emotions in We Feel Fine, and that list is more or less a list of adjectives from Webster's Dictionary. Then we removed some adjectives that wouldn't really make sense as a feeling, but more or less it's a list of all adjectives. And that we find that there are some that are very, very commonly used, like better is the most common feeling, almost by an order of magnitude, followed by good and bad and right and alone, which are all very common. And then there's kind of a long tail from there that goes on and on and on and on and on until you can see, you know, people who feel purple or people who feel paranoid. And there's just all manner of emotion that is being expressed all the time on the internet. And it really doesn't matter from where. I mean, the project only tracks English language blogs, but they come from all over the world. And you find that people feel the same range of things no matter where they live, more or less.
So do you think anything changes once this goes public, I guess you could say? I mean, because in the past it was, you know, pretty much people writing in their diaries or, you know, writing a personal letter or maybe singing a song that would communicate some of this, but not sort of putting it out there for potentially the whole world to see.
Well, I think that one thing that's different is not so much on the side of the author, but on the side of the reader, and that is that I think one thing that people realize when they look at blogs and specifically when they look at We Feel Fine is that they say, oh my God, there are so many other people going through the same thing I'm going through right now. And I think that realization is a relatively new one. I think in the past people were maybe much more accustomed to suffering alone, thinking they were the only person in the world going through a given feeling or a given emotion. But you go onto a site like We Feel Fine and there are thousands of people feeling depressed in your hometown on that day in the same weather conditions. And there are, you know, countless examples of this kind of empathy. And so I think that that's a very heartening thing for people to realize that I'm actually not alone. There are a lot of other people going through exactly what I'm going through right now. And on the flip side of that, when people are feeling positive things, like I'm feeling so overjoyed, I'm feeling so happy, in a way, it cuts down those feelings of euphoria a little bit because you don't feel so special. There are also other people feeling euphoric and overjoyed and happy. And so your own feeling of happiness maybe doesn't feel as unique. So I think that it cuts both ways. In a way, you could say that this world of blogging is kind of like a global Prozac where it makes everybody kind of, you know, approach the median and feel more or less the same.
Well, what's fascinating about going through and sort of clicking on a lot of these things on your site is, I mean, these are, as you say, universal emotions in some way. I mean, I went in and said, you know, I found people who would say, you know, I feel really yucky today or I feel back to normal. But then there's often this level of specificity, like I feel really bad because I'm playing piano for the senior farewell song and I think Carrie really wanted to.
Yeah.
Or I feel it is crucial to inform you that we are in the process of starting a new church.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's when you start to realize that there are so many different aspects of a given feeling. There's so many different things that can cause you to feel a certain way. And there's often incredible poetry in what people write. I mean, one of my favorite sentences from this project was collected very, very early on in October of 2006, I believe, or maybe even 2005. And it's a photograph of a man standing on a beach in the sand holding a little girl in his arms, and the sun is setting behind them, and you can see the horizon line and the ocean and the line of the sand. And the sentence that goes with that says, "I feel so much of my dad alive in me that there isn't even room for me." Mm. And I just find that incredibly beautiful, and I look at that so often. And so this was this act of unintentional poetry, that somebody had written that sentence in a blog post, presumably about her dad, and then had included that photograph with the post, and those two things got automatically combined together to form one of these montage compositions.
Do you notice many differences from country to country? I mean, are you willing to speculate at all based on this rather random sample of what you see on We Feel Fine about, let's say, which are the happiest countries?
We've done some interesting findings with word correlation. So we've looked at all of the people who feel happy, and we've looked at the other words that they tend to use while they're talking about their feelings of happiness. And we've found that certain words co-occur among those people at a much higher rate than they would typically co-occur in a normal corpus of English language usage. So, for example, we found love to be the most common cause of happiness. So that would mean that the word love co-occurs roughly twice as often among happy people as it does among everybody else. We've also found that music is something that makes people feel happy, performing music and also listening to music, as does good food and having a good job. So there are little funny things like this. And then, you know, there are other feelings like sexy, for example. We found that two leading causes of people feeling sexy are haircuts and high boots. So there are all sorts of really funny little tidbits that come up. And this third one, you won't even believe, but I promise you it's true. And we actually thought this was an anomaly in our data when we found it. But the number one thing that people feel sorry for at an overwhelmingly strong rate, roughly four times the normal level, is Britney Spears, which is also bizarre. We thought it was an anomaly in the data, but we really looked into it and found it to be true. When people talk about feeling sorry, they often say, "I feel sorry for Britney Spears." So that was interesting, too.
Do you have some favorite comments that you've read over the last few years that just have stayed with you?
Yeah, certainly the one I mentioned about the girl and her dad was really moving for me. Another one was, it's a photograph of a woman's torso. You can't see her head and you can't see her legs. It's just her torso. And she's wearing some kind of lingerie, almost like a corset or like a bra piece thing. And she's obviously taking this photograph of herself. And the sentence that goes with it says, "I need to be in some backwoods redneck town so that I can feel beautiful." Hmm. And I find that simultaneously really funny and also really sad. And that's one that's always really stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
There's so many. I mean, and a lot of the really beautiful ones are best seen for real because there are these words and photographs that go together. So to really feel the moment, you have to see the photograph. But, you know, there's another girl that took a picture of her wrist as she'd obviously cut herself with a knife, and it's just a picture of her wrist, and it said, "I wouldn't hide it if society didn't make me feel like I needed to." Mm-hmm. And, you know, so some really personal dark moments that people are putting on their blogs. And then at the other end of the spectrum, you have some incredibly hopeful ones. There's one of a photograph of the ocean, and it's a dark, stormy day with thick gray, blue clouds hanging overhead, and it's very, very dark. And then there's a single beam of sunlight coming down through the clouds, illuminating a patch of the water. And it says, "I feel like I'm in the center of that light circle." So there's some really beautifully uplifting ones as well.